Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You had to make it a competition. When I just said, I'm not trying to say it's not a big game. I'm trying to talk about why it's a big game. And to me, Evan came in here and he said something that resonated with me. And it's not necessarily Chiefs specific. And he said it this way. Steiny, who's the best team in the league? Chiefs. Okay. He said, so if you beat the Chiefs, you beat the best team in the league. I said, yes. He goes, well, that's important because we don't even know if this team is good right now.
Talking about the Niners.
The 49ers.
Right.
And that's what I'm getting at is I get it's a Chiefs, all that kind of stuff, but that to me is why this is a big game. Because if you lose this game, yeah, the Chiefs this, the Chiefs that, but I always look at, the Chiefs are in the AFC anyway. We're not gonna be able to deal with them till the Super Bowl if both of us get there. But you lose to the Chiefs. I mean, we could come in on Sunday. This team's not very good.
Well,
they haven't beaten anybody, and they've gotten handled now by 14.
I'll say this to that though.
I agree with that.
I'm not in. I didn't go to the University of Excuses, but I will say the one right on the table about this matchup. And I know what you're gonna say, and you're gonna bring up Kansas City's injuries. Is the Niners are playing, and they have played every game thus far without arguably their best player.
That's
Christian McCaffrey.
I must say, to me, that is as irrelevant as anything.
How so?
Because both teams are hurt, and it's just a week. It's a game where they match up, and McCaffrey's out for this team, and Pacheco's out for that team, and Greenlaw's out for the Niners, and two other, that's the way this shook out in week week seven. But that's to me why this would be a monster game.
It is.
In addition to that, it's a Super Bowl rematch.
And I think it's an emotional game for the Niners. That's why it's a bigger game. It's an emotional game. And we'll hear from Bosa, Steiny.
Okay.
Well,
let's hear. Take a listen. This is Nick Bosa being interviewed yesterday about what else? Mm-hmm. The big game on Sunday.
I'm sure you're looking at the Super Bowl. It's definitely a little emotional, but at this point, it's just a game. So we're just looking at the tape, trying to learn from it. A lot of similarities from last year. A few new guys, but really good defense and offense that obviously has 15 back there. So always dangerous.
What do you make of that?
No, I love it, but, it's not good emotion when you watch the tape back and it's emotional. It's bringing up pain. It's bringing up memories. Woulda, coulda, shoulda. So I like that. So, he's going to go out there and Bosa made some – there were some decision-making, that he had that he probably wants back. But at the end of the day, we haven't really broke down this matchup yet, Steiny, but a lot of – when you think of or thoughts that come to your head, and rightfully so, about the Kansas City Chiefs in as a whole is 15 and Andy Reid. But the bottom line is the Chiefs got a badass defense. It's better than yours right now. It's playing better. And it shuts your offense down in two of the Super Bowls to a degree. So, we talk about Pooney and the offensive line and Trent Williams. But I'm just saying, Chris Jones is a factor, McDuffie. So, Steiny, just from that standpoint, it's not the monster of the Niner defense injured, no Greenlaw or whatnot, taking on and trying to stop Mahomes. It's this Niner defense, this Niner offense, trying to move the ball against this Chief defense.
Let's start out with Alex in San Jose. Alex. Oh. Looks like Alex just dropped. I was going to get to you, Alex. How about we go to Steve in San Francisco?
We'll see.
Steve.
Steve.
In Frisco.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
San Fran. Hey, what's happening? Hey, Goo, man. My guy. Man.
Oh, thank you.
I'm what's at up, the baby? Job, man. I love Goo's energy, man. I love Steiny knowledge, man. Sometimes Steiny gets me, but he knows his stuff, man. I'm a longtime 49ers fan, all man. Right. I just made 52 last week.
There you go.
My Allen Brothers, I love my job. You guys, Allen Brothers Steaks, man. We hung both of them up at the stadium, man. So
Allen
kept saying I need to hear it.
Allen Brothers.
Yes.
Allen
Brothers Fine Steaks. We're connected with Chef's Warehouse. We're all over the Bay Area. All over.
Uh-oh. There it is.
If you guys ever need something, give a shout out and I'll take care of you. Any seafood too.
All right, Allen Brothers. AllenBrothers.com.
Allen Brothers, yes. There you go. So I just had to call in. I tried to call in last year when Vontae was like, oh, if the Niners don't win a Super Bowl, I got cut off. I was trying to tell it was Purdy first year, but being a long time 49er fan, I've been watching them for over 40 years, and I feel like the game, there's a lot of emotion on the game, but as a fan, it's not a big game. The big game that I'm thinking that I can remember, back in 94 when we lost two straight championships to Dallas, that was a big game for me because there was a lot of we had a lot of Cowboys fans in the neighborhood, and we were all ready for that game. We're like, we got Dion, and that was a good win for Steve Young to get them ready for that championship that year. But this game, like you say, the Chiefs, they're not really peaking right now. They usually peak towards the end of the season. And Purdy, he's only had one game against them in the Super Bowl, which he played pretty good. So I look at it two ways. It's a win because it's a big game, you know, if we can beat that team, but not far as a rivalry. Oh, we beat the Chiefs because we've already lost two Super Bowls, Steiny. And Goo, it's the emotions. I heard Fred Warner and Bosa, I know, but I just feel it's not the same as that 94 game against Dallas.
Well, that's a heavy one, and I'm not mad at you. That's a heavy game right there. But I will say this because you said something about the Chiefs are not – they're not gelling right now, but yet they're 5-0. So I would just say to you, what better time to beat them then? It'll almost hurt more the fact that, you know, they're not clicking on all cylinders.
Steve?
Tough out. Those first three games, they were really close. They're a tough out, especially for the Niners, because it's psychological. We haven't beat them. You know, with Jimmy's first game, I watched when he tried to run towards ACL. And Purdy actually came in that last game, his first game. It was just like, it's sort of like Seattle, too. Like, we could never get over the hump with them. And then that one championship game where Dre Greenlaw was like, okay, the monkeys. But this game, I feel like, like Steiny said, it's not a rivalry because we only would be able to face them in the Super Bowl, but it is a big win. Big game, and if the 49ers win, I think it'll lift their spirits emotionally, but more just that they beat the Chiefs, you know, not far as any get back or anything.
I got you, Steve. Thanks for the call. Allen Brothers Steaks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, like, elite.
Good points.
They're great points, yeah. And that's kind of what I mean. I swear to God, I'm not pandering here. But I think, like, 49er fans and NFL fans are smart. Like he said, I look at it two ways. And one is, do we want to beat the Chiefs? Yes, because of this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I also know, we know as fans, that if we win this, all we did was beat the Chiefs in Week 7. We still lost to them in the Super Bowl two times, and if we play them again, we're going to have to beat them. But yeah, it'd be nice to get a win to prove that they can be beat at least, and we have beat right. them once. So yeah. Like that's the way, in essence, I look at it. I get it's a big game, but you have to be careful of putting too much on just one game, because if you don't get the outcome you want, then
you got Dallas. You got to strap up and go out
right.
and earn the right. And then what
but
about...
So if you can't lose to the Chiefs and then be like, go into Dallas, say, still thinking about the Chiefs if you get beat by the Chiefs.
Right.
Like, and that's why I don't think you can put every single thing into this game. Not that it's not a big game.
And you know what? I love what you said early. Like, Goo, nobody, you're not right. I'm not wrong. We have no proof because we don't play. It's almost trust. And when I say trust, it's about the Niners have won. They've bounced back since 2019 so much. They've had heartbreak losses, and they bounce back. I'm with you, Stani. I'm not saying if they lose this game, they have nothing in the mental chamber, and they when they show up to Dallas, there'll be nothing. But I'm just going back to 2022. Nobody cares. It was a regular season game. The last time the Chiefs were in the Bay, they put up 44 points. Okay, different players, different quarterback, 44-23. You just want to beat them at a juncture. And why not a game that'll send you over 500 in the season to where you haven't got off to the best start? And then if we want to just, if you want me to do what you asked, Donnie, not bring up the Super Bowls and talk about the Chiefs being 5-0 and the quality of win, wouldn't this be the best win you had of the season in regards?
Of course.
Okay. Because right now when you look at it, which it doesn't mean anything, of the three wins, you know, how's that Jet, all wins you want. But how's that Jet victory looking? How's Seattle's victory looking? You know what I mean? It's like, this would be the one to where I just feel like emotionally it could propel you to where, okay, yeah, that felt good. We're over 500. We got our little brother coming. We got the bye. Let's get healthy. Pearsall, McCaffrey maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, and that's the part I can never gauge with a pro football player. And like you just said it, and I find it hard to believe that like – just the way you said that, you know, you get the Chiefs and then you get the little brother. Well, yeah. You think little brother, you're going to get beat.
Well, let's say Evan said something early in the morning. Are the Niners to the Chiefs what the Cowboys are to the Niners? The Niners have owned Dallas. They've humiliated them. They've broken their heart. Now, I know the Chiefs hadn't humiliated the Niners, but there is an ownage component to this, Donnie, to where another Chief win in the early in the regular season. Again, I know they're not in your division, in your conference, but it's like, if not now, partner, win.
888-957-9570. You tell me what's at stake on Sunday. Coming up in 15 minutes, Jeffrey Chidiha, NFL Network reporter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL.com senior writer. He's going to join us at 11:15. 11:15, Jeffrey Chidiha, Bay Area Ties. Shoot, there was something I wanted to get at, and now I forget what it was. Oh, I know. Evan, can you hit the Acho sound that Guru wanted to play? What set this up, Goo?
Well, it's just about, again, he's a former player, but these are his, the friend of the show, but these are his thoughts from a Niner perspective on what this game means to him.
Yeah, I don't have my legal.
I don't care how it looks. Yeah. If the Chiefs beat the Niners again, and y'all know it's bang, bang, through and through for your boy, I do Niners radio just because I like the Niners that much. I work overtime for the Niners. If the Chiefs beat the Niners again, how can I come on television and actually say, oh, the Niners got a shot? That would be lying to you, lying to you, lying to me. The Niners have to win. If you lose close, if you lose ugly, if you lose pretty, you still lose.
All right, that's Ocho saying they got to win the game. Plain and simple. Would you...
No, I kind of like... There's no mechanism to determine if he's right or wrong, right? That's what we've determined. But, Stani, I'm sorry. Sports is so much about, the psychological component. And the Chiefs, to me, is a blessing to be on the Niners schedule this early. If you handle business.
Well, if you handle business. If the Chiefs come in here and roll you, then maybe it wasn't the best time to play the Chiefs.
And then we'll be having conversations about, Stani, how good is this team at this current juncture this year at 3-4? You know, that's for another day, but you're right. We'll be able to know and recognize if they're getting better.
What do you think... Well, hold on a sec. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
You said, what do I think?
What do you think Kyle Shanahan, what's he saying here, okay. Gil?
I think everyone understands that we've lost the two Super Bowls to them. So, I mean, that can give a little post-traumatic stress when you turn on the tape, but I think that's human nature. But you got to make sure you don't get caught up in that. You know, this game has nothing to do with past games. That was last year. We're playing at a really good AFC opponent. We're 500 right now. We want to stay atop of our division and get a win. You think about that stuff going into it, but in terms of what it plays out in a game, it really has no correlation, and you try to make sure that it doesn't.
What do you hear?
I've heard a lot, and he's right. And I think if he were right here with us, he doesn't have to do 20 hours of radio during the week, right? He's got to get his team ready for the game this Sunday. But, Stani, I feel like he's saying he understands post-traumatic stress and what that starts from. And the origin of that is the ownage, the two losses on the biggest stage, and his job is not to get caught up in that. But I also hear a ball coach saying he recognizes that. He can understand that is there and it's been created by the ownage of the Chiefs and the close games that they had. But before you respond, Stan, I got to read this to you because I hate that a texter believes I'm omitting or not seeing this. Come on, Google, get real. Kansas City has a lot of respect for the Niners. They know a play here or there and the outcome could have been different. No doubt about it. But this is bigger than the Chiefs. This is about the Niners locker room. And that's why I feel like this is a blessing in disguise to have the Chiefs on the schedule. I know it's not a Super Bowl, but man, what better team or what better opportunity to beat the team that's beat you just last year in the Super Bowl to go 4-3 and head this season in the right direction. Well, I'm not saying the Chiefs don't respect the Niners. Hell yeah, they do.
What I'm hearing Kyle Shanahan say is exactly what you have to say. You have to acknowledge the Chiefs have beaten you twice in the Super Bowl, but you also have to acknowledge that you cannot live this game in the past on Sunday. And it's a coach's way. It's a coach's defense mechanism. Like, he's never going to say, nah, that's not a big game. Well, of course it's a big game. First of all, they're all big. That's a coach speak thing. Secondly, yeah, it's also big because they beat us in the Super Bowl last year. But we also realize that it's just one game, and so it's a way to protect yourself regardless of what the outcome is. Yeah. If you win the game, you don't come out of it saying, well, that was our Super Bowl, because you don't want to say that.
Yeah.
But if you lose the game, you don't want to say, well, now we're done. So you got to kind of play it down the middle of course it's a big game, but we can't put every single egg in the basket of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
888-957-9570. Jeff Chadiha coming up in 10 minutes. NFL Network. He's a senior reporter. He also is a senior writer at NFL.com. Let's go to Jason in L.A. What's up, Jace? How you doing, my man?
Hey, guys. Doing real good. How about yourself?
Doing well.
Well, I got a couple things. First of all, the Brock Purdy talk and everybody just getting caught in this perpetual state of waiting for the other shoe to drop. If we're talking about Brock being 6'4", 230, and drafted no later than the third round, we wouldn't be having these conversations. We wouldn't be waiting for him to have a bad game against so-and-so or falling on his face against this next team. Or let's say this was Trey Lance. We'd be lining up to throw the bag at him because everything worked out fine. But because he's this aw-shucks kid, this nondescript kid drafted where he was, everybody's just waiting. People, stop it. This is him. He's making the throws. He's making the reads. He's just exactly what we need. Just accept him for what he is and be happy with it. I just don't think the what if is coming. Now, as far as what this game means to the Niners, I'm not going to go into all the machinations of it, but I will tell you this. If I can liken it to a game, a prove it to game, not a game with Super Bowl expectations, but I'm going to say this is more like the 81 game versus the Cowboys when they handed it to us the year before. And at that time in 81, we really didn't know what we were looking at. At this time, we really don't know what kind of Niner team this is.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say this isn't a must win. I'm telling you right now, they better win. And they need to hand it to them. I mean, if they have any kind of sense of urgency and the cojones that we as fans want them to have, they need to come out and they need to make a statement. And I'm talking 45-14 at least. But that's what this game means to me. And just real quick, you guys were talking about Malik Mustafa the other week and likening him to somebody. I'm going to bring up a name for you. Chet Brooks. I see this kid. I see Chet Brooks. Mm. Last thing, I promise. Jonathan Kuminga. You really want to hitch your wagon up to a guy whose career high is 31 points? And I'm not a points guy. I don't need spectacular dunks and fiery finishes. But if Jonathan Kuminga showed us oh my God, you see 51 the other night? Holy mackerel. I get this guy's the real thing. We're going to pay this guy like 5 days ago. Now, I haven't seen it yet. And if they're still wondering whether this guy's a 3 or a 4, I'd say move this guy like right now and let somebody else figure out where this guy goes. Guys, I love the show. Thanks for the time.
Thanks, man.
Jace.
Yeah.
Coming strong. The one thing he said that I feel like when he said it, I was like, aren't we past that? When he said, how come fans are, and I don't think he's talking necessarily about Niner fans, but how come people are waiting for the other shoe to drop?
Because it's draftism.
I don't think I think most people have moved past that. Well, that's me.
Yeah. But to him, he still
what
feels
do you
like
think?
I still think there's some there. And when Purdy has a bad game, I'm being honest, I kind of, that Arizona game, I'm kind of going back to, not the shoes drop, but, oh, man.
I mean, he's
got to
have some bad games.
Yeah, but he came back and threw three touchdowns and balled out against Seattle. So what he was describing to me is just draftism. Now, Chet Brooks, I don't know if you remember, Stoney, I ain't Vontaze Shasky, you know that. But all I remember, I was with 49er Frank, he got hurt against the Packers, and his career was over at Lambeau Field. It was like 89-90. I could be wrong, but that's what I remember about Chet Brooks. But he was a baller.
We can throw that out, too. We got Jeff Jadia coming up on the other side.
You love saying that last name, Jadia.
Yeah, I think, of course, there's always going to be, I mean, there's people out there that think great quarterbacks aren't very good. But I do think we're transitioning off the people waiting for another shoe to drop with Brock.
Well, back
Purdy.
That up then. So there's a blank check waiting on him. Remember how I told you?
Why do you have to go to the extreme? I'm not necessarily. It doesn't mean he's a $75 million quarterback. Mm. I'm just saying. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying I think we're transitioning from people thinking he's going to have to return the glass slipper to, you know what? This is who he is. Now, doesn't mean he's not going to have some bad games here and there. But I wouldn't necessarily then say, well, if you don't think the other shoe's going to drop, then he's a $60, $70 million quarterback. Maybe he is.
Yeah.
But
that's how I felt coming in if he had the same year he had last year. But a lot has changed because, you know, what and what he hasn't had at his disposal.
Let's hit up Justin in Hayward real quick. What's going on, Justin in Hayward? What do you got, buddy?
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you guys doing?
Hey. Doing well.
So I got a couple of things as well, just for the Niners and Chiefs game. I do think it's more of an emotional game. Like, it just shows us that we can beat them because they beat us 1 out of 5 or 5 out of 1 the whole, what, since 2014. But then I think also with the conference, how this conference is going, I think every game is important from now on, from here on out, because the way the Vikings are playing and the way the Detroits are looking, they're looking very well. So I think we do need a more, we need to win this conference, more important. But thank you guys. I listen to you every morning. Thank you for having me.
Right, absolutely. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, my man. Hey, listen, there's no doubt that the 49ers are trying to exact some revenge. Now, there's just no doubt.
Remember that. Norm texted me, my dad saying, son, it's not extract revenge, it's exact. So I went to the computer, Steiner. You could use both. Give me that. It says you can use both.
What does Norm say? That's the most important.
He corrected me saying it's exact.
Good for you, Norm.
But why didn't you
do it? I'm with Norm.
But why didn't you do it in the real time?
Because that's for your father.
No, you didn't
catch
it.
To do, not me.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.